I don't know. I mean, our plane's a little delayed, so I won't be able to go home and wake up my family or anything, but I'll get a double celebration because I get to celebrate tomorrow with the kids.
But you feel like you're on the run, maybe more than you expected. They're from, obviously, seem to do pretty well, making the most of it.
Yeah, they did a good job today, forced some throwaways, some scrambles. And part of that is just me, too, but I thought up front and some of the blitzes and things they did really did a nice job in creating some pressure on us.
How frustrating was it already? You got some nice drives, taking holding penalties, kept hurting yourself, backing yourself up, put yourself in long-distance situations.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, you feel like you're going pretty good on offense and clicking, and, you know, we want to be able to run the ball, but all of a sudden you get those holding calls, and you get the second and 15s and the, you know, first and 20s and that kind of stuff, and it gets hard to sit back and run the ball. So those were drive killers for us today, and it happened more than once, more than twice. And those are frustrating and things we got to go back and work on. The playmakers that we have, I think. I mean, they did a good job, especially when we, you know, had the third and long of shutting us down pretty good. But like I mentioned earlier, Justin Hunter did a great job stepping up and making some big plays on third down. But we've got good players at our skill position, so it makes my job easier.
You think for Hunter, the guy who probably been up and down with confidence level throughout the season, you think this is a game that maybe gets him over the hump and
I mean, I think it, not just in this game, I think it's been a steady climb all season long. I think he feels like he's starting to get it and belongs more so than maybe at the beginning of the season. And, you know, he's not just a guy that we're going to send downfield and throw deep balls to. He's a guy that can really make some plays underneath and made a nice one on the sideline today, too. So he's definitely gotten better, and he's worked so hard at it. So it's been nice to see all year long, and now the reward of him having a big game today was good.
You had a huge conversion on 37 and took off.
Yeah.
Your approach to running is
most of them are, yeah, just kind of running around frantically trying to find something. But that one there, it was a pass play call. The way they brought their blitz, I sent CJ out to the right. A guy ran with him, and there was just a lane for me. And I knew I'd be able to get 10 yards or so to pick up the first down. So that one I kind of bought time for a second and then took off. I was looking to that side the whole way, and it's a route. You know, Kendall's not necessarily in the end zone. He deepened it up a little bit and did a good job turning around and getting in the end zone. So I was looking with the coverage they gave. You know, and in that situation, a lot of teams you're going to play kind of the drop eight. You know, everybody back, and Kendall did a nice job getting in there.